What do you want? What do you want to manifest in your life? And how would you feel if your wish was fulfilled? If you'd already attained everything, if you had everything you want right now, how would you feel? Isn't that a wonderful feeling? So welcome to this beautiful podcast where we focus on coming into the feeling that we've already, that you've already attained that which you desire. Because remember, we're running around doing all these things so that we get the thing so that we feel better. We want to shift our consciousness, our state of being. So we're coming into this state of already attaining, already being satisfied, already being content. And by coming into that space, first of all, we feel wonderful, which is the reward in and of itself. But we also then draw towards us all the opportunities and situations and ideas to manifest that which we want. So today we're talking about how to come into and stay in that space of all attainment. I was just out doing meditation in nature for a couple of hours and I just feel so good. It's such a wonderful feeling because we come into that experience, right? And that's really what we were looking for all along. So to manifest what we want, there are two key things, and only two things, that we really need to be focused on. The first thing is the feeling, to assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. To feel you're already there now. Because whatever we think and feel goes in our subconscious mind, and the subconscious acts upon those orders. So whatever we think about or whatever we are experiencing is amplified in the subconscious. So if you feel you've attained everything, and you think in your mind, I have attained everything, and you're very grateful, you will attract to you more of that. If you think that you lack something and you need something and you're running around, why this and why that, then the subconscious is going to go on a mission to deliver to you the answer to why your life isn't working, right? Which then amplifies that and it gets worse. So the first thing is to feel that we've attained everything. And the second thing is to take very specific action based on the assumption that we've attained everything towards what we want. Sometimes we don't need to do anything at all. We can just sit there and feel we've attained it and it comes to us. And other times we actually need to do things, right? Make a phone call, set up a website, you know, go somewhere, meet somebody, do this thing, build this thing, write the book, right? So there's actions. We're in the field of action. Here we are in the world, right? This is the field of action, this great drama of life, the matrix. So feeling we're already there, and then the subconscious will give us ideas. And there are just a few key, really powerful things that we need to do in a week or in a day that are going to move things forward. And we need to prioritize those things rather than all the other stuff that isn't going to make much difference. Because there's so many things that really and honestly, when we look back on our life, were unnecessary. They didn't make any difference. They might seem important right now, but when you look back, you realize that there's a very small number of very powerful things, actions that have impact. And then there's all the other stuff, which is basically mundane. So how can we come into this state of higher consciousness and also take actions? Many people ask me how to stay in the space, right? Because we all know it's good for us. You wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't already believe on some level and already practice that you want to feel good, you want to experience you've attained everything. You want to take action in a good way. But what's the problem? The problem is everything else. Everything else is the problem, right? There's so many things. So you might say, I just want to feel good, take action on the main things. But there's this thing called life, which is like giving us so many other things to do. Or the thoughts, or the people, or the interruptions. I was on my laptop today and I looked at the Apple, I was shutting down the computer, and it said 17, let's have a look here, 17 updates in the App Store, 17. I don't need an update. Everything's fine. I've got all these programs, everything's working great. I don't need 17 updates. Do you need 17 updates? Right, it's just absurd. The world is like giving us all this stuff and updating this and updating that and fiddling around. It doesn't make any difference, right? And then there's all the endless other distractions. So how can we stay in this space more often? I'll share a little story. Because I've been aware of this a long time. The main thing, stay in this space. So I've been practicing staying in that space. And what I realized, that the main problem is the speed with which we do things. If we are running around at fast speed, which typically we are, right? Because we get kind of put into this rushed state by the technology and by the atmosphere we live in. Rushing about, taking care of this, taking care of that, knocking it out, do this, do that, do this, do that. The speed is so fast that there is no space for the state. The more enlightened somebody is, the slower their thoughts are. You know, when people have panic attacks, when people have like these really serious mental illnesses, their thinking is really, really fast. It's extremely fast. And there's all these different things jumping all over the place. The higher the consciousness, the slower the thoughts. And considering that the most important thing is to be in a high space and to do a few really important things, what I've realized is that I can't pull it off if I'm running around at a certain speed. The secret is to slow everything down by about 10 to 20%. Right, just to consciously, almost like there's a dial, consciously turn the dial down, the speed of thinking, the speed of action, mindful, conscious action. Even putting away the dishes, right? I drink loads of tea. I have all sorts of different types of tea. So I'm, you know, getting cups out and making tea. I can do that in a rushed state, or I can do it in a relaxed state, right? And it doesn't actually make that much difference. We think we're saving time by rushing around, but actually we lead to little accidents. And also we rob ourselves of the opportunity to be in that higher space while we're doing it. Have you ever noticed on the highway where there are these people who like are right up behind you and then they overtake you and they overtake the next car and overtake the next car? In Arizona, it's quite funny. I used to live in Hawaii and everything's like 25 miles an hour because these are little roads. Came to Arizona. Everyone drives 85 miles an hour. It's like they're all just this like a pregnant woman in every car trying to get to the hospital. Like it's that sort of energy. Everyone's just overtaking. It's an emergency. So I've noticed this. And then what happens is that you come to a juncture where there's a traffic light or a roundabout or something, and you realize that that car, which was overtaking everyone and up on behind you and running around, that car is literally 20 feet ahead, right? That car hasn't saved any time at all. You're probably only 5 seconds behind that other car. And that all that stress trying to overtake all these people saved them maybe 5 seconds. It's ridiculous, right? But they could get in an accident by doing that, right? If they overtake and they end up hitting a car. So all this running around, what is the point of it? So we can turn the dial back. And this is a very conscious effort to say to ourselves, okay, hang on. Number one is, may I experience all attainment? May I feel completely full? May you feel completely satisfied, connected to a higher energy, receiving the vibrations, receiving the feeling that you've already got what you want on every level. And then make your tea, and then write an email, and then take out the trash. Drive the car, right? Slow it down. Just tune into this on a deeper level. If everything is energy, everything is energy, and the energy we send out affects our subconscious mind and it goes out into the universe and it affects everyone else and everything else, then if you are maintaining this higher state of being while you engage with your different activities in life, what message are you going to receive? For every input, there's an output, right? Everything we do has a consequence. So one is running around in a stressed out state. What's that going to lead to? The other is to slow down, to feel you've attained everything, feel really, really wonderful, really good. Smile, relax. And then you will get really good ideas about what to do and how to do it better. When we examine our life, you know, Socrates said, an unexamined life is not worth living. When we really examine our lives, we realize that a lot of things we do are highly ineffective. And if you haven't realized this, by the way, it's something worth really looking at your week, looking at your month. Just look at everything you do, I recommend doing this every week, right? Because we need to look at our lives. An unexamined life is not worth living, but an examined life is worth living. So when we examine our life, we see what is going on that is raising you up and what is going on that is basically just pointless drain of energy. And unfortunately, a lot of it is just a pointless drain of energy. We need to know what those draining, pointless things are. And that becomes much easier to see when we slow down. The reason I try and be offline, away from the internet all the time, nearly all the time, is because the speed of the internet is so over the top that it scrambles the brain, and then we can't see. Everything is skim, 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 right? When we go offline and we slow down and everything slows down, then you can see it differently. You go, oh, wow, what is going on here? So slowing down allows you to experience a higher state of being, which is very enjoyable, right? So you feel good. So you feel like you're already living in heaven on earth in yourself. The kingdom of heaven is within. And then you can discern what is high level action that's going to lead you to create the things you want, and what is basically a waste of time. And then you can decide either not to do it, to outsource it, or to do it very, very, very quickly, not in a rushed way, but just to have a simple, short version that just gets it done without it draining your energy and going on and on and on. For example, checking our email 25 times a day, 100 times a day is not a good use of time, right? Because we're constantly distracted and there's no point. Checking it a couple times a day, very, very consciously and slowly, and then deleting most of it, because frankly, nearly all our email is unnecessary anyway, and then getting back in the simplest, most effective way just to the few things, that's very effective, right? To figure out how to deal with that in a very streamlined way. Or it can take the whole day. So we can't see what's effective, what's not effective, when we're in a stressed out, panicked, too much caffeine, too much adrenaline, too much internet, too much everything, that overwhelmed state leads to mistakes. So how to do this in a practical way? I highly recommend, if you really want to do this, to make a pact with yourself, make like a promise to yourself, this is for you, that I am going to slow down by 10 to 20%. You might need to slow down by a little less or a little more. I mean, depending on how fast you're running around. Some people might be, they need to slow down by 50% if they're really running around, right? Some people that are already quite slow, they can slow down just a bit more. So be mindful. So you might want to write this down every morning. Today, my intention is to slow down and stay in a higher state of being to create space in between things and to very mindfully and consciously take action. So when you do something, you're full energy, your full intention, your good vibrations is all there. So if you remind yourself to do this, you make this spiritual upgrade, this commitment to yourself in the morning, you're going to have a very relaxed day. You're going to do everything mindfully, slowly. I'm going to figure out what the most important things are. I'm going to do those with absolute attention, without distraction. I'm going to create space, and I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to feel good. I'm going to enjoy what I do. I'm going to enjoy being alive. I'm going to enjoy coming from this higher state of being. The irony of the modern world is that for 100 years, or even you could say 200 or 300 years, there's been this whole push, 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 progress, progress, progress. And what was the point of it? Why did they want to have progress? So that the future generations, meaning us, could have a life of leisure. That's what they intended. We're going to create all these technologies and all this convenience and all this stuff so that people can enjoy themselves. So they can have time to relax and enjoy life. But what happened instead is everyone got stressed out and was running around even more than before. So it backfired, right? But the good news is that we can use all these technologies to our advantage, but it requires us to be very conscious and mindful and purposeful to slow down. We can have an amazing life because of all this technology if we slow the speed of our thoughts, come out of the addictive patterns, and engage with things with a light touch. So we're not immersed in it, we're not steeped in it, we're not obsessed by it. We're coming from a higher place. And then taking action. So, would you love to slow down 10 to 20% and feel fantastic? It's a beautiful thing. It's changed my life. And I have to remind myself of this every day, because even though I know, I still have the habit and I get caught up in things sometimes. Slow down. And if you find yourself stressed out running around, then stop. Just stop, pause, breathe. Slow it all down. Imagine you have this big dial and you can turn it all down to nice and relaxed. From panic mode, stress mode, to relaxed attainment, full feeling that you've attained everything mode. It's a mode of consciousness. Just turn the dial and feel the difference. So enjoy. I'd love to hear your experience with this. So if you can leave a comment in the reviews, wherever you listen to this, and tell me how you're doing slowing down. I'd love to hear from you. It's such a wonderful feeling, and it takes practice, but the more you do it, the more you enjoy it, and the more you enjoy it, the more you want to do it, and the more you want to do it, the more you do it, and the more it becomes a habit, and then that becomes part of your life. And then you attract things to you because you're in that state more and more and more. So thank you so much for your wonderful vibrations, your wonderful presence. Wishing you all success in a beautiful life of higher consciousness, feeling you've attained, doing those key things. Slowing down, enjoying the moment, taking time to smell the roses. Lots of love. Talk to you soon.